Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
Denali may be the tallest peak in the state, but the mountains of southeast Alaska jut straight up out of the water for thousands of feet. Those are the slopes where 19-year-old Quinn Asquith Hines of Haines has spent a lot of his life. He says he hiked a total of 110,000 vertical feet this past winter and then enjoyed the speed and the rush of snowboarding back down again. Snowboarding in the backcountry is something Quinn has done with his dad since he was a little kid.
I think it's good to always have something to look forward to and all that. Always have something I could enjoy so I don't get down in life. Yeah, that's one thing I enjoy about snowboarding too, is just me going down the hill.
Quinn has Asperger syndrome, a developmental disorder on the autism spectrum. But despite the challenges that presents, it doesn't affect his commitment to the out of doors or his exceptional endurance. Jeremy Taylor is a family friend.
It's hard to find people that want to hike all day for one run and then have the ability to ski once they're up there and not be tired or still, you know, you got a lot of big day ahead of you usually, even after you've hiked all day. So most people I go with are between 30 and 60 that can hike all day. Usually people younger don't want to hike all day. They want to build a big jump or do something steep or something crazy maybe, but not the big expedition style.
Quinn says he likes to be out in the wild.
It's like you're just in the moment, basically. I like just being in the moment instead of thinking about other things. It sometimes feels good.
Quinn also runs, kite surfs, cycles, and hikes. He's a freshman this year at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska State Division of Behavioral Health.